Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Tuesday, May 11th. Showers and storms will become more widespread, with the highest concentration of storms remaining along and east of I-35. Most of the storms will move east of the area tonight. However, lingering showers and storms are possible across central Texas. By Wednesday, most of the precip will have come to an end, and only a few showers and isolated storms are possible across central Texas. You can get the latest traffic and weather on the 8s live on News Radio 1080 KRLD with live updates with Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Even the airport is seeing some delays due to this inclement weather. DFW Airport says that some arriving flights are delayed, averaging nearly 3 hours. So make sure this afternoon to double check your flights before you head to the airport. All this rain has led to quite a few power outages across North Texas right now. There are currently 3,400 outages in Dallas County and 2,400 in Tarrant County at the 3 o'clock hour. Nonprofits in Dallas and Collin counties say the number of people experiencing first-time homelessness is increasing, and they're looking at ways to reverse the trend.
The Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance is using CARES Act funding to add rapid rehousing projects. Chairman Peter Brodsky says they're working with landlords to provide incentives if they work with homeless collaborative programs.
Long-term, as a community, we have got to figure out how to increase affordable housing development.
Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnack says the city used data to find areas hardest hit by COVID-19, and they can also use data to find the greatest housing inequity.
The data already reflects where we need to least exert more energy, look to provide housing stability, as well as housing offerings.
The Alliance hopes to end homelessness among veterans this year, reduce chronic homelessness next year, and cut family and youth homelessness by 2023. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A shootout claims the lives of two sheriff's deputies in West Texas. It started with a simple dog complaint overnight in the Concho County town of Eden, which is about 40 miles east of San Angelo. At some point, a chase started, and 28-year-old Jeffrey Nicholas holed up inside a building. Shots were fired, where two sheriff's deputies were killed. Nicholas was arrested and charged with 2 counts of capital murder. A $4 million bond has been set. Rockwall County sheriff's deputies are still scratching their heads over the high-speed chase that happened this morning. A deputy pulled over a car during rush hour. The driver got out, the passenger moved over, and sped off. That's when the chase started. Captain Greg Welch says speeds hit more than 100 miles an hour before the driver stopped and was arrested after a foot chase.
The reason for him running, we're going to continue to investigate that and determine. And at the end, we'll determine what, if any additional charges will come out of this pursuit other than the evading with a vehicle.
Welch thinks the man has a probation revocation out of another county, but he says the deputy would not have known that if the man had kept quiet. Now, when it comes to COVID-19, things are looking pretty good in Denton County, but health officials say some numbers might not reflect that. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
11 COVID-19 related deaths were reported yesterday in Denton County, but officials say despite that larger than average number, the county's still in a good place overall. Denton County is reporting just under 75,000 total cases of COVID-19 and about 3,300 active cases.
We're not seeing the impact of COVID-19 in our hospitals, and that's to be celebrated. We're under 5% of hospital capacity being occupied by COVID-19 patients.
County Health Director Matt Richardson says as of yesterday, everyone on the county's vaccine waitlist had received an invitation to get a shot. He says health officials are also gearing up to vaccinate a slew of kids. They're just waiting for the green light to do so. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Crime victims have two important voices from North Texas on their side as a relatively new advisory council gains steam. KRLD's LP Phillips reports one is a prosecutor turned judge and the other a judge turned district attorney.
The Texas Crime Victims Institute Advisory Council was set to put victims first when the pandemic put meetings on hold. Now that things are loosening, Denton County Judge Leanne Breeding, a former assistant district attorney, says it's time to make sure victims are heard no matter what it takes.
If the victim feels comfortable coming to the courtroom, then they're allowed to do so. And we've done one by Zoom as well.
Kaufman County DA Early Wiley, a former judge, says the council will work on getting the word out that victims have rights too.
They're going to make sure that they know that there are benefits for them that they can go to, grants that they can seek out.
Wiley says in the last few years, there has been more work on criminal reform than on victims' rights. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A famous pop star makes it on a high school AP exam. KRLD's Susan Darwin explains.
Taylor Swift was the subject of a question on an AP U.S. government exam.
The game was rigged, the ref got tricked, the wrong ones think they're right. You were outnumbered this time.
It was a free response question that was about Swift's 2018 political Instagram post, where she asked her followers to vote for Democratic candidates. It asked students to analyze how voter registration laws can affect civic participation, such as voter turnout. Students who took the exam say it was pretty cool to get that question, saying it added a little comfort during an often stressful test. While the question appeared on the May 3rd exam, sorry, it will not be back on the May 20th or June 3rd version. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.